We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
I'm not disrespecting Biden. He's got the troops all on his side. He's the man. He can do what he wants to do, and he's trying. He's trying to make history. He wants to be FDR. He really does, with no exaggeration. Check it out. One Republican leader called him left of Lenin. Left of Lenin, not John Lennon. Not John Lennon. And at the end of the day, I don't think throwing money at everyone, $6 trillion in 100 days. And look, generally, and I know expert, generally what happens is if there are massive layoffs, right? Right. If everybody's losing their home and car, right? Right. If no one can eat, right? Right. You throw money at it. We did that. Raz just nailed it. Economy's growing at record numbers. Man, I just don't get it. So, we're going to increase the welfare state. Free medical and family leave. Free education. Free preschool. Free college. Wow. I had to grab one of the best accountants around, Dan Nugent. Good morning, my brother. How are you?
I'm well. How are you, Morty?
All right, man. I trust your numbers and I trust your position, your take. Does this help Americans, as the president would suggest?
In the long run, it definitely doesn't help Americans. I believe and supported the first round of stimulus. I think the mindset of the American people was in a weird place and getting a check in the mail and knowing where their next, you know, dollars were coming from to eat and everything. I bought onto that. This last round, you know, you got a lot of people that got a lot of money that didn't need it, and you got a lot of people still getting money on unemployment. I have clients in the seasonal industries or in the construction industry that can't get people to work. They run ads. People show up. First thing that people say is, hey, if you can't pay me cash under the table, I can't work because I'm still getting a check.
Wow.
There's a ton of that.
Accountant Dan Nugent, you sent me a text. It's fascinating. You should find all of these plans very troubling. Why, sir?
Well, because the amount of cash injection all at one time, okay, is doing exactly what you were quoting moments ago with the economy, and now we're in a situation where you can't get product, you can't get goods. Building materials, in some cases, manufactured building materials are triple what they cost 2 years ago, okay? And don't worry about buying them because you can't get anybody to install them anyway because nobody wants to work. Mm. And the longer you drag this out, in my opinion, okay, when someone spends in excess of 2 years off the working rules, the number of them that return to the working rules is greatly diminished.
Dan, you have, you're actually one of the smartest guys I've known, and you're a highly regarded accountant. And without naming names, you have some wealthy clients. How are they reacting to the fact that they're about to get spanked, sir? That's the Biden plan. Spank the wealthy.
They don't mind. I don't think they mind paying taxes on money they earn, and they're going to earn a lot more money because the people that are gainfully engaged in the economy, not collecting from the economy, gainfully engaged, are going to do better in the next couple of years than they have in years because there's a shortage of people that want to be gainfully engaged.
I agree.
Okay?
I agree.
But that being said, okay, the Biden plans to jump the corporate rate back all the way to 28% with no lower brackets like it used to have. They don't tell you all the details. They don't burden the Americans with the detail. That stepped-up basis they want to remove, okay, in my opinion, it would be the largest low- and middle-income tax increase in the history of the country, okay? When they take away the ability for the guy down the street's mother dies, has a house she bought for $20,000, sells for $200,000, they want to tax you on the $180,000 gain. That's not what takes place now, and that's not a rich person inheriting that house.
Dumping $6 trillion into this economy right now, doesn't it create an inflationary fear as well, my brother?
Oh, very much so. And it's not a fear. It's in progress. The inflation's in progress.
So why does 68% of Americans support this, sir?
They don't get good information
from the
media.
That's right.
They get sort of a fairy tale approach to it. This will help you. This will be great. And for a few people, it is very helpful and great. The people in the industries that were shut down hard, they are having a problem. But turn that around right now. Every server, bartender, venue person that you could think of right now has a choice of $25.
It's true.
And they're not filling them.
It's true, man. Dan Nugent, you're the best. Tax accountant to the stars. Thanks, my man.
Hey, you take care. Thanks.
We now have $33 trillion in debt. That guy is the best out there. Scary stuff. It's not as pretty as it's being portrayed, folks.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.